This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had Brian Roberts, the CEO of Comcast, on the program yesterday. We were talking about, among other things, consolidation in the cable business. And wouldn't you know, Comcast is back in the news today for that very reason. CNBC reports the company is thinking about making an offer for Time Warner Cable. Charter Communications is apparently also in that mix. And while they're just browsing for now, Marketplace's Sabri Benishor explains the cable industry is under pressure to change.
I had to walk about 5 feet to see the pressure on the cable industry. That pressure is called Meg.
Hi, my name is Meg Kramer.
She's 25, producer for the Marketplace Tech Report.
Do you have cable?
Like TV?
Uh-huh.
No.
Do you know anybody that has cable?
No. My parents have cable.
People, especially those under 30, aren't wedded to cable. They have smartphones and tablets and...
the internet.
Cable's not going to go out of business tomorrow, but the industry is under significant pressure.
Porter Bibb is with MediaTek Capital.
Consolidation has become a way of surviving in cable.
Cable operators need to consolidate to get bigger, so they have more negotiating power over channels and networks that have been demanding more and more of cable company profits. Those content producers have been more demanding because they have other ways of getting to audiences. But incidentally, that's also why a merger might not trigger antitrust laws. Bob Land directs the American Antitrust Institute.
The antitrust laws prevent a lessening of competition in any relevant market. The problem here is, what markets are we talking about?
Cable competes with all the stuff that producer Meg watches, not just other cable companies. Boston University economist Lawrence Kotlikoff says consolidation might fly legally, but it won't be a good deal for consumers.
You get this monopolistic behavior where they charge much higher prices and give you lousy customer service.
What? Lousy customer service from a cable company? That's crazy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.